During the height of the disaster, NOAA estimates 950 miles of coastline came into contact with oil. With the loss of thousands of seabirds and fish, Tortorici said the spill has had a terrible impact on aquatic life in the Gulf.
It was a catastrophe. There's no question about it. This was just a big, horrible situation, and we're still recovering from it in terms of the assessment of what the impacts are and where we need to go from here. You can see down at the bottom of the slide, teams from NOAA and other entities, they have documented all of these oil birds, live and dead, sea turtles, live and dead. So there was some damage that was done. The extent of that damage is still being determined.
But she would not go so far as to take a position on whether deep water drilling or offshore drilling are appropriate in the light of restoration efforts.
You know, natural gas production, oil gas production, crude oil delivery, all of this is big, big, big in the Gulf. It's a big producer of that. And that's when you get into these discussions from a policy standpoint about the balancing between oil and gas development versus commercial fisheries versus protection of biodiversity. All of this is something, this is a live conversation that's going on in the Gulf as we speak. And because oil and gas is so important to the Gulf, it's something that we need to keep in mind and from a high policy level is being kept in mind.
Although oil exploration and drilling is touted by its supporters as an economic advantage for the U.S., Tortorici said that those interests need to be balanced with the commercial fishing industry.
44% of all U.S. marine recreational fishing catch in the United States is happening in the Gulf of Mexico, and I also listed the top species there. It's a big, big industry. 1.4 billion average number of pounds of commercial fish landing. 62% of the oyster landings in the United States are coming from the Gulf of Mexico, and so when you think about it, it's one of the biggest producers of seafood in the United States is coming right out of the Gulf of Mexico.
She said that the revival of important fish populations hinges upon a focused restoration effort, so she is asking people to lend support for the Restore Act, which would give a majority of the money gathered from federal fines BP has had to pay to the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council.
There's a piece of legislation moving through Congress right now called the Restore Act. And so that was sponsored by, I think, like 9 of the 10 senators within the Gulf. And that's going to be another opportunity to sort of join forces from a Gulf-wide basis to get money into the Gulf to do restoration and really have the states take a leadership role.
About 35% of those fines would then go to Gulf states for economic and environmental restoration. The other 5% would be dedicated to science and monitoring of restoration and fisheries. Tortorici is on this task force.
The president had issued this executive order to form this task force to basically put together and implement a larger restoration strategy and now an implementation plan for long-term restoration of the Gulf that goes beyond the natural resource damage assessment process that I mentioned earlier into longer-term restoration and how can we work together better from the federal agency standpoint, from the state standpoint and from the local standpoint, to bring all of those existing activities together and leverage them for long-term restoration.
The natural resource damage assessment was intended to address immediate risks that the oil spill may have caused, and the task force report from the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council expects to release its final report next month. Rene Goitia is with Earth Force. He hopes to get high school students more interested in coastal restoration.
Well, I was just encouraged to see that I had known previously that there's quite a bit of work going on, but it's just encouraging to see that NOAA is putting forward such a strong effort to keep protecting our natural resources.
But Emma Mason of the Friends of the Tampa Bay National Wildlife Refuges was not as impressed. A native Floridian, she said that many questions went unanswered and that much of Tortorici's presentation was smoke and mirrors.
I think we sort of wanted to know more locally how the restoration has gone, the impact on the future, how long it's going to take. A lot of unanswered questions, and then questions from the audience, from the particular audience that was here, about Tampa Bay and the health of Tampa Bay. All they have to do is read some of the reports from the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, get out, get themselves involved in some volunteering and restoration of our areas because they do an excellent job. And it was worthwhile coming, but I think we were sort of off beat in what we wanted to hear.
Our website, WMNF.org/news, has more about ongoing coastal restoration and the aftermath of the oil disaster. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in St. Petersburg.